the tone. Press any key to end.
Hey, I know you're not gonna get this. I think my call's gone straight to voicemail, and to be honest, I don't even know if you really want to hear from me. I know it's been a long time since we broke up, but I've been thinking of you lately. I've been thinking of you quite often, to be honest, and I really hope that you're going well. I hope that you're living happily, and I hope that things are going well for you. I hope life is really, really good. And I want you to know that I miss you. I genuinely do. Not just as my ex-boyfriend, but I do miss you as a person, as an individual. Just having you here. And I've had a few drinks tonight. A few, just enough to give me a bit of courage to call you and find your name in my contacts. But it's been really hard, and the reason I'm calling you is because, I don't know, but my dog just died. Yeah, the shittiest excuse as to why I'm calling my ex, but there you go. You remember him, don't you, when you were living here? Yeah, I don't even know how to keep going, but he died, and I thought I'd tell you because I remember how much you loved him and how much he loved you. He was always so excited when you'd take him for a walk, feed him his favourite treats, and of course when you'd take him on a bike ride, and you were just sitting there on your bike, holding this little fluffy white dog, and he loved every minute of it. I wanted you to know because, I don't know, you're an important person in his life as well. And now, 14 years later, since he was a little puppy, I had to say goodbye. And if I'm completely honest, that really fucking hurt. Like, we all knew it was coming. He's an old boy. You know he wouldn't last much longer, but it still comes as a surprise. And I was standing there holding my dog's cold body. And I loved him so fucking much. So fucking much that I've been sitting here bawling my eyes out. Sorry, it's really hard for me to talk about. But I wanted to tell you because, yeah, you shared some important memories with him. Well, I think they would have been really important to him. And also, I just wanted to tell you that I miss you. All those little moments. I was so happy when you were spending time with my dog, even if he chose you more than me. I think you looked really carefree at that time, and I was just happy to see both of you happy as well. You'd always smile when you were having fun, and when you were with my dog, you looked the most free you'd ever been. It's just those moments, and I think of them. I think of all the things that you and me said we were gonna do, but we never got around to. Really dumb stuff, you know? And to be honest, I still think about the day where we broke up. I didn't want to have to leave you, but I did. All those things that we never got around to doing. I wish we could still do it. Sometimes I hope that you'd come back and we could start all over again. I don't know. Those are the things that plague me at night. When I think about you and when I think about everything we did together. You were so important to me and I won't ever be able to get you out of my head. I don't know. It's just incredibly hard. I still remember just everything. The lead up to the end, and how much I really, really didn't want to let go. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I really am. And so I hope that wherever my dog is now, he remembers you. And I hope you miss him too, just like I am. Anyway, I don't want to keep you up with this. Thanks for listening, if you did hear it. And if not, well, hopefully I'll talk to you another time. Bye.